Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I'm going to switch screens here real quick. We're going to go to thefinalwitness.com, which is the Word of God, period. That's the final witness for any one of us. Jesus Christ, the Word of God. The Amen, the true and the faithful witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Praise his name forever. All right, now, what we're going to do is we're going to speak a little bit about what God put in my heart, because like I said, it pulled the trigger the other day, listening to all the perversion of Ralph Steer in the background when Kirk was ministering on adultery. And how it's amazing, because I even ministered many times trying to reach Ralph while I was on a farm after knowing the perversion and the perverted spirit that was on a man. You couldn't touch him. You couldn't reach him. It's just like he said, hey, I don't receive anything from any man. He didn't receive anything from God either. But that's the way it is. But anyways, let's get back to James Rice. The one who's got the reins of the Overcomer Ministry in his hands, with his whore, Rose Larrabee, by his side. He calls her his wife, but she's still a whore. Let's look at this. Do you people see this? It says here, shepherding us in the prophet's command by God. This is the Overcomer Ministry webpage, considering judgment and good order. All right. Remember, consider. It don't say beware. It says be aware. Now, that's how, just that little bit of a change in the word of what the scripture actually says about remember, consider, and beware, not be aware. Beware. But let's go down memory lane, Mr. James Rice, you lying devil. Let's just go down memory lane here, James. Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime. This is the last generation, the last hour. Prepare to meet your God. Now listen to what it says here, people. With great faith in the power of the resurrection, in the nearness of Jesus' second coming, the Overcoming Ministry announces the passing of our dear brother, Prophet R.G. Steer, on April the 3rd, 2021, at 11:17. Probably it's 11:13, but knowing the way Dennis Larrabee does things, he had to change the number. At his home in Kennedy, South Carolina, thank you for your faithful continued support through these many years. Please keep us in your prayers as we move forward and seek God's direction for the Overcoming Ministry as we wait for Christ's return. Let me see now. All right, I have it up there. Remember. Now, did you hear what I read there, what they said there? Please keep us in your prayers as we move forward and seek God's direction for the Overcoming Ministry as we wait for Christ's return. Now, how were they directed for the coming of Jesus Christ? As you look at the top, it says here, this is James Rice now shepherding these people in the prophet's command by God. Huh? Am I seeing things? Or is this really a reality of the perversion of people's minds? They think they're going to talk like this and God's going to just wink at it or honor it. God don't honor lies. God don't honor perversion. God don't honor this kind of deceitfulness and uncleanness and filthiness that's coming out of this profound, ungodly ministry. Remember now, consider and be aware. But let's go down to the bottom there. What does it say? As we wait. Now they're being shepherded in the prophet's command of God by James Rice. According to, at the bottom here, as they wait for Christ's return. Let's just go down memory lane now. And let's see here. Let's put hey, James. Let's go down memory lane again. As you are shepherding in the prophets. It says, shepherd, they are shepherding me. The prophets command by God. Because God never gave you a command. Not the living God. Not the true and the living God. Not the God of truth. The God of this world, you're shepherding people in. That's about it. Let's go down memory lane now, James. Remember and consider and beware of the lies that Ralph Steer spoke throughout the years and how you believed them, but yet you lied about his lies. Let's just go down memory lane. James, how about this one here? Back, I believe this was in Ohio.
That's the reason why I'll be able to die so easy. That's one of the things I know that God is going to make it so close to me. You know, when he told me I was going to die, he told me my age. And I got a little upset about it at first, you know, because it's very young in comparison to what people live. And I said, why so young? He said, you don't believe what you preach? You're not going to get to 70, no. I said, don't worry about retirement. You're not even going to get to 60, boy. I'm coming. Now, if you know how old I am, you know how many more years we got. Secret. Not a day goes by that I don't think about the age that God told me. God told me what age. He didn't tell me what month. He didn't tell me what day, but he told me how old I would be when I would die. And I can tell you, it's not very far off. You're going to kill me. This Roman Catholic Church, this religious system is going to kill me. God has to have somebody who will seal this testimony with their blood.
Hey, James, is that what Ralph actually had happen at his death? He sealed his testimony with his blood. Yeah, he sealed his testimony with his blood. The blood of lies. The blood of deceit. The blood of perversion. But he didn't seal it at the hand of the Pope of Rome. But, you know,
you know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
Hey, James, remember, consider, and beware of how you're shepherding the people in the prophet's command by God. James.
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, prophet.
All right.
I'm not wrong when I say what I say. I'm not wrong. And how sinful and wicked for you people think I am.
James, remember this that Ralph said, James, about his 2021 death proclamation?
Well, Buster, that's the way to go. If God takes you out of the way, we'll just keep on going. No, when God takes you out of the way, Jesus is coming. So if you think I'm being taken out of the way, you're out of your head. The Apostle Peter used this terminology. I must shortly put off this tabernacle as my Lord did tell me.
How did the Lord tell Ralph he's going to put off his tabernacle? I think James even said at one time about the, I talked about many things. I'll get to that. I'll get to James talking about that. In fact, let's see if I have it pulled up here. Let me see if it's right here. I'm just looking for the, I might have it in someplace else here. I'm surprised I don't have that one right off the top. I think I do here down here, though. Let's say this. I'm looking at a different place here.
So the gospel of the coming of Jesus, so the gospel of the kingdom, the coming of Jesus Christ is what he preached.
Amen.
That's what he preached.
Yes. Amen.
When we're deceived, when we say what the devil said is what God said. Present truth, saints. Well, yeah, we should play Brother Stair's recording, but we should have the present truth with it. Well, you going to tell it, Pastor Rice?
Yeah, he's telling it all right. But how about that? Okay, now, remember now. Remember, consider, and beware. That's the headline for the Overcome Ministry, shepherding the people by the prophet's command of God, considering judgment and good order. Well, you're getting the judgment, and it is in good and decent order, and I'm going to stir up your ungodly minds by way of remembrance, because I can't say stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, because you don't have them. I'm speaking to James Rice and those on a farm, and others that are out there in radio land listening to this perversion and supporting this kind of stuff, which is it's in God's hands now. You ain't going to buy your way into heaven, people, thinking that, oh, I give all my money here and he's preaching the kingdom of the, you know, Matthew chapter 24. We're all stairs in hell. Period. All right. Let's get back to what I'm going to do. Is do this here. Okay. Remember now, all these years, now we're talking about years now, Ralph Stair popped off about the Pope of Rome. His final demise, as he called it.
You know, Jesus is going to come, another thing I've said, after my death, within 6 months. And I tell you, don't plan on moving around, playing around for 6 months. You better be ready. You say, preacher, how do you keep saying that? Well, those are things that God told me. God said it, it is so. He told me, as I come to the end of my life, that I'd be taken or brought before the Pope of Rome, and there would then be my death. Now, whether the Pope himself orders it or someone else does it, nor whatever, when I die after my departure, Jesus will come. Well, I don't believe that. But all I can say to you is that doesn't change my faith. I wish I hadn't said this thing, but they came out of my mouth. I'm responsible for them. I will have to face the judgment on them one way or the other, and the time of that judgment is drawing nigh.
Now, mind you, that was in 2015. Okay? James, remember now. Okay, let's...
If I die like any other men die, then I have not been sent from God.
All right. Well, that's pretty clear. But let's go back to the RG's proclamations. All right, James. Hey, James, remember when you said this?
Brother Stare said that Jesus Christ is coming. I believe it.
Amen.
I believe that that's why we're here.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, brother, he said he was going to stand before the Pope. He talked about...
James, let me just maybe stir up your ungodly mind by way of remembrance, James Rice. What Ralph said about the Pope, since you couldn't spit it out at this time.
What did he talk about?
What did he talk about? Many things, as Tyrell Brown popped off. Okay. James, how about this one that Ralph said about the Pope?
The first thing God told me, he said, I'm going to send you to China, I'm going to send you to the Soviet Union, he said, I'm going to send you to the Pope of Rome, he said, they're going to kill you. They will kill you. How do I know I'm going to finish that? Because he let me finish the first two.
Okay.
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, Prophet.
James, remember when you said that? This is one of the things you're standing fast with the Prophet on, shepherding the people in the Prophet's command now, James.
I know it's going to be my end. God told me you're going to see the Pope, and I will see the Pope.
James.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things and we still don't hear what the Prophet said.
James, I'm playing you what the Prophet said. The one that you say you're shepherding the people by the Prophet's command. By God.
I'm going to tell my folk. I said, look, now I'm making my last trip now. I won't come back from this one. But on such and such a day, you make sure you're wide awake and you're facing the eastern sky, because that's where Christ is coming from, the eastern sky. As the lightning shineth from the east to the west, that's where he's coming from. He's going to light up the sky with a clap of thunder. He's going to raise the dead. And you won't prevent me. I'll be right there.
James. Did Ralph tell you about this, like he said here?
I'm going to tell my folk. I said, look, now I'm making my last trip now.
I wonder if he did that. James, did he tell you he was making his last trip? You weren't even around. You ran back to Oklahoma. Right before Ralph died, before God killed him. How about this one, James?
Oh, what a day we're living in.
James, remember, consider, and be aware.
Oh, what a day we're living in.
Sure is.
What a day. I envy you. I won't be here to the end.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that for years. I won't be here to the end. I'm going to be like Moses. I'm going to be able to look at the mountaintop. I'm going to be close to the end, though. I promise you that. I've told you time and time again, when you hear Brother Stairs heading for the Vatican in Rome, you're on the last journey. I won't be a bit surprised that when I head to go to Rome, I can almost tell you how many days you got left.
Wow.
I'm tired of these preachers keep hollering, nobody knows, nobody knows, nobody knows.
Ralph knew, though.
I do know how close we are.
Right.
I do know. You are living in the very final roundup time. You know, God showed me something just the other day again, and I've been trying to preach this. And Armstrong.
Yeah, he's trying to preach it. He's an Armstrong prodigy, too. Because he actually stole a lot of things from Herbert W. Armstrong. There's no doubt about it. You can go to rgstare.com and look at all the articles about things that Armstrong taught that Ralph stole from him and used them for himself. But remember now, James.
I'm not wrong when I say what I say. I'm not wrong. And how sinful and wicked for you people think I am.
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, Prophet.
James.
One thing is evident in Brother Stare's preaching and teaching. He believed that he would not be with us at the end.
Oh, wow.
You know
Did
that?
Did I just play that?
Amen.
Anybody believe that he believed that? That, that there would be a period of time that we would not have him in our midst?
Right.
Well, here we are.
Right. That's it.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. But there is something that he did knowing that. You know, it's something that parents do, knowing that one day their children will have to go out and fend for themselves.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So it's something that he did,
so
knowing that he wouldn't be here.
Amen.
All right.
Yes.
Are we going to receive it?
All right.
Are we going to learn anything from, you know, what he taught us, knowing that we'd be in this place?
James, what did he teach you? He said Jesus Christ was coming within 6 months of his death. James, he said he was going to the Pope of Rome before that was going to be his actual death or demise. James. Poor James. You know, James?
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
Well, James, remember, consider, beware, James, and all you other perverts out there that like to believe lies. You know how many times Ralph talked about dying like any other man? Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, shall every word be established.
If I die like any other men die, then I have not been sent from God.
First witness. Hey, James, remember when Ralph said this?
Are we supposed to believe you? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm an absolute.
Yeah, absolute.
And I'll make it very clear. If I die naturally, I've been a liar.
Wow.
My God, man. Do you understand that? Are we supposed to believe you? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll make it very clear. If I die naturally, I've been a liar.
Is that clear?
I've been deceived if I'm wrong, man. And I'll make it very clear. If I die naturally, I've been a liar. My God, man. Do you understand that? You know, you die believing that I'm the last day prophet and I die before my time, you're going to go to hell because you believe the lie. Isn't that something? You ought to see some of your faces. And I'll make it very clear. If I die naturally, I've been a liar. My God, man. Do you understand that? If I'm wrong in that, am I going to go to hell?
Amen.
I've been deceived if I'm wrong in that. And I die before my time, you're going to go to hell. Because you believe the lie. Isn't that something? You ought to see some of your faces. You're going to go to hell. Because you believe the lie. And I'll make it very clear. If I die naturally, I've been a liar.
And he died naturally. And he died a liar. Is that clear? And if you believe like you do, James Rice, Timothy Jones, and all you other prodigies of Ralph's terror, you're going to die liars just like Ralph.
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, prophet.
Wow. But you know what, Ralph? Here's what Ralph proclaimed years ago. I think it was back in the 80s. Now, I don't know what year it was, but...
Keep on lying. That's what makes you a liar.
Glory.
Telling one lie won't cut it. But just keep on lying until everything you say is a lie.
And that's basically what happened with Ralph. We seen the same thing just the other day with the trial of Alex Murdoch. He just kept lying to everything he said was a lie. I'll get on that, Lord, being my helper here in the next few days. But, James.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
James, remember, consider, and beware, James Rice, Timothy Jones, and all you other people that are still following the path of death. The house of Rose and the house of Dennis, because that's what they built. They built themselves their own little playpen over there under Kennedy's farm. South Carolina. James.
You keep getting a hard head long enough, you'll get a hard heart. You do always resist the Holy Ghost. These guys across this nation, these guys that left, they're just waiting for the prophet to die.
You hear that lie? I don't know if anybody that actually basically left there and are waiting for him to die. No, I've reached out for years trying to get the man to repent, not die. But because he refused repentance and couldn't find a place, he died. On April the 3rd, 2021.
You keep getting a hard head long enough, you'll get a hard heart. You do always resist the Holy Ghost. These guys across this nation, these guys that left, they're just waiting for the prophet to die. And then who's going to hear it anyway? What a delusion Satan has put upon the so-called preachers and prophets of these days. Hey, folk, when I die, Jesus is coming.
Hey, James.
We've got to bring this to an end. Because he is the end. He's going to be the end of living by faith. He's going to make an end of faith to be reality. The things hoped for. I want to see him. Want to live with him. Want to be like him. Somebody! And they don't know that a man like me has to trust in the grace and the mercy and the truth. This is a damn world.
Well, it's a damn world, and Ralph was one. And he said, we're going to bring this thing to an end? No, you ain't going to bring it. God brought him to an end. But you hear that? I caught that statement there just what he said at the beginning. We're going to bring this thing to an end?
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, prophet.
James, let's bring to your remembrance another thing that you're standing fast with the prophet for and what he said.
There ain't no way Christianity is going to endure on this earth after my death.
James.
And the one reminder to all of you that Christ is alive and he's coming again.
James, it's been almost two years. What did Ralph say there, James?
There ain't no way Christianity is going to endure on this earth after my death.
James.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things, and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
James, did you hear what the prophet said? Christianity even can survive after his death. How about this one, James?
I told you, when I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come.
James, Timothy Jones.
And if he doesn't come, you will never hear.
What?
Of Christ coming again. This is the end.
James, are you still standing fast with the prophet, James? Let's listen to that one again.
I told you. When I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come. Right now. Yeah. And if he doesn't come,
if he does, he didn't.
You will never hear of Christ coming again.
Now, did you hear that? If he doesn't come, you will never hear of Christ coming again. James.
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, prophet.
Are you still standing fast with him, James? How about you, Timothy Jones? I know what it is.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
James, remember? Consider and beware, James, Timothy. Let's hear this one again, and you'll hear the sacrifice of fools, Timothy Jones' sister, Conchita Burgess, in the background on this one. The one that Ralph used so much for her loudmouth, perverted spirit. Listen to this.
I told you, when I die.
You'll hear her in the background now.
Within 6 months.
Listen.
Jesus will come.
All right now. I'm telling you, people.
And if he doesn't come,
you see,
you will never hear of Christ coming again.
James, do you really believe Ralph really meant what he said there? I know what it is, James. It's by the Spirit? Maybe that's what it is, James. Well, how about this one?
The Lord hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof.
That's exactly what happened there. Hey, James, here's another one for you. Remember now, consider and beware. The word of God is true.
If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked.
Did RG still hearken to lies? Let's see.
See, the devil is very smart. See, the devil does have a lot of people that talk to him. And what they do, they talk against God. They agree against the truth. Have you ever done that? I gotta watch that I don't mock God, but I'm getting ready to die. And if I'm not right with God, if what I have preached is not true,
all right,
I'm a liar.
Amen.
And all liars,
amen,
all,
that's right,
go to hell.
Amen.
So my reckoning day's here.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon.
Just like that, I heard Conchita Burgess in the background again. Her reckoning day is here too. As Ralph Starr's reckoning came April the 3rd, 2021. And what he preached were lies. Let's hear that again.
See, the devil is very smart. See, the devil does have a lot of people that talk to him.
Hallelujah.
And what they do, they talk against God. They agree against the truth.
Exactly what Ralph did. Exactly what Ralph done throughout his life. The latter years of his life.
Mock God, but
he really mocked him.
I'm getting ready to die. And if I'm not right with God, if what I have preached is not true,
all right,
I'm a liar.
No. What he preached was not true. There's a thing called the Seven Thunders. That was a lie. The Pope of Rome was a lie. Him speaking on 40 days, demise of America was a lie. And what does the scripture say?
If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked.
James.
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, prophet.
Wow. Here's a good scripture to end this little segment on right here.
Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now that's the true word of God. That was Peter talking about, we have not followed cunningly devised fables as to the power and coming of the Lord, but that's all you've heard from Ralph Steer and James Rice.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things, and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
All right, let's just do
I don't think you folks are going to hang around me too much longer. I don't believe you're going to do it. You're always taking issue with what I say to make the people ready. How do you do that?
And the man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord. Are we not going to be ready? Are we going to dishonor him?
No, you're honoring him by believing his lies. That's as simple as that gets. But what James went on to say this now.
Well, you're going to tell it, Pastor Rice. I told you this is the present truth. Amen. You know, the prophet has spoke, the prophet has died, and here we are. This is the present truth.
Yeah, the present truth is they didn't believe nothing the prophet said about the end of the world as Jesus spoke about it. But, you know,
I'm not wrong when I say what I say. I'm not wrong. And how sinful and wicked for you people think I am.
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, prophet.
Well, the point is, brothers and sisters, it's grievous in a way to talk about these things, but it has to be done because God put in my heart to do it, and this is what God wants to be spoken at this time. Now you see up there behind me, it's very interesting how you see that grave marker. Why wasn't, you see this now right here? This is at the Overcoming Ministry on one of their banners on their website. It says, Prophet R.G. Steer on April the 3rd, 2021. He didn't say he died, he said his passing. Yeah. His passing, all right. From death onto death. But isn't that interesting, though? April the 3rd, 2021. And yet, you got this here. How come they didn't put on there? Wait a minute now. There's something else that's kind of suspicious of this gravestone. That really shows you the truth about Ralph Steer and those that follow him. You see what it says there on that gravestone? It says, R.G. Steer was born 5/3/1933. Why doesn't it say Jesus shall return or Jesus is coming? I mean, he spent his lifetime preparing a people for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why does his death stone say I shall return? I'm not looking for Ralph to return. I'm looking for Jesus Christ to come back again. Not Ralph Steer. But you see, James.
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, prophet.
And he probably is. He's standing fast with him, looking for Ralph's return. But Ralph ain't coming out of the ground for 1,000 years. Period. But we're going to go down memory lane again a little bit. Remember, consider and beware. Remember that now. Remember, consider, And they got here, be aware, not beware. And I'm going to get into that in a segment goes on here about aware, be aware or beware. Because it's two different things, brothers and sisters. Two different meanings of the word. Just like, okay, let me show you something else here. In closing out the perversion of James Rice, who's definitely following in the footsteps of his mentor, Ralph, the lying false witness of the coming of Jesus Christ. He's the greatest lying false witness of Jesus Christ there's ever been. Now, on that, do you see what that says there? It says, welcome to the Overcomer Ministry. And if this one here is that one there, this is Dennis Larrabee's ungodly hand in this one. Don't be bored with God's wonders to perform. And spell bored, B-O-A-R-D. You see, God don't mess with his word. He don't joke around. You don't jest. It's not convenient, people. But this is how the Overcomer Ministry went on after the death of the false witness, Ralph Steer. But the other one here was a word from the throne of grace or the throne of God. And I'll get to some of the words of James Rice from the throne of God on that message. He was talking about Rose's britches. And how the people were trying to get in them. Wow. You talking about a spirit of a whore? It's the only reason why any man would want to get in her britches. Because she's got a seducing, ungodly, wicked, filthy Jezebel spirit on her. That's what whores do now. They entice men in their lust. And when their lust is enticed and conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. May God bless this word and this admonition and this warning and the remembrance to your minds. This is just one example. The Overcomer Ministry, of how polluted people are with their mouth, with their lips, claiming they're Christians, and they really aren't. So God, may his fear grip your hearts. Just like I mentioned how I thank God many years ago, he said, I will put my fear in your heart that you will not depart from me. And I thank God for that, because without the fear of God, men depart from the fountain of living waters. May God bless his word to your heart, people. In Jesus' name is my prayer till we meet again. Amen.